Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 221.
Okay, welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. This is Nard, and joining me in the show is my partner Mike. Hi, Mike.
Hey, everybody. Hey. I'm Ray for the night.
You're Ray for the night. Yes, we don't have Ray right now because he just came from Comic-Con last week, and he's still in the U.S. Mike and I are in Manila right now, actually at the Bayview Park Hotel in front of the U.S. Embassy. Yeah, so yeah, by the time you guys hear it, we'll be out of here. So, joining us in the show is the group, BiggerManila.org, right? Okay. Yes, joining us, the president.
Shameless plug.
Yes. The president, Artie.
President Artie.
Are you the president, right? Or the head honcho? What's... The head gay or what?
Don't tell my mom.
Oh no, don't worry.
He's the boss bear.
He's the boss bear, okay. And of course, joining us his partner, Richard. Hello, Richard.
Hey,
yeah. Okay, and also Jim. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Jim is here with us. You used to be in the Pinoy Chub Club before. We're going to talk about that very briefly later, okay? Mm-hmm. And of course, Carl.
Hey,
Carl.
What's up, everyone? Especially yes. Ray.
Carl. He's Karlski on Live Journal, guys, so yes. You guys can bug him there.
Your online boy toy. Mm-hmm. Online. Online.
Okay, so let's talk about Bigger Manila. Well, before that, like we talked about earlier, Jim, you were in the thick of things.
Yeah.
Before.
Well, before anything else, hello everybody.
Okay,
my first
this
time
is Jim.
On
a podcast.
It's a strange feeling.
Okay.
Hi. So, the initial attempt to create a bear chub, you know, chub chaser bear community was called PCC. Mm-hmm. It was based in MIRC chat. Mm-hmm. And it was a small group of friends which eventually tried to expand, you know, using the usual social activity type of format. You know, they'll organize dinners, organize socials, usually in this one locale in Quezon City. Mm-hmm. For those of you not from the country, that's up north from where we are. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. So there, I won't say lame attempt, but it was a good try. Yeah. It's just that the personalities got in the way, mm-hmm. and that led to its demise eventually. I'd say less than a year later.
You did say it started 2001?
Pretty much around the time, yes.
2001, yeah, wow. Yes, yes. And then it lasted for about until 2007. Oh, no.
No. It never actually officially died.
Yeah. Okay.
It's still there.
But the friends are still there.
It's still there, but...
If you go into a lot of the MIRC right now, you might see it.
Okay.
It's just that the people who are actively there are right now not there anymore.
Okay.
Who were there back then. Mm-hmm. They're in Bigger Manila right now. So
by the way, PCC stands for Pinoy Chub Club.
It's the Pinoy Chub Club.
Pinoy Chub Club. Yes.
All right, and it used to be IRC channel. Yeah. So when did the Game Manila?
Bigger Manila.
So I know I used to chat in Game Manila.
That's a different channel.
That's a different channel.
Chat Game Manila. Oh, yes.
Okay.
Of course, these people were too young to know what that was.
Oh yeah. When did it start? About 1993.
Okay. Yeah, that's not there. So let me transition from Pinoy Chat Club to Bigger Manila.
Okay.
Probably around 2004. A lot of conflict happened. Mm-hmm. A lot of personalities clashed. So a lot of breakaways occurred, and so basically the core group of people just disappeared.
All right.
It was only when Bigger Manila was formed that's when we all got back together. So I'll transfer the floor to Artie.
Artie, okay. So what happened after this?
Mm-hmm. Well, there was a lull. Few number of years before Bigger Manila really got formed. Well, it was formed last year, June 15. Well, it was only started by like a few, three or four people. That includes me, some close friends. And then after that, we decided to call back these people from PCC. Okay, these might be very interesting personalities who could help us start back again. Like, we have Jim, we have Vic, we have Carl, we have Bert, we have Romel. These are the pioneers of PCC, and they were there during the invention of gayhood in the Philippines. So
the pioneer gays.
All right. It's the invented Philippine gay.
Okay. There. So, well, it became more organized, and we started to get people involved. We have like our own executive committee, mm-hmm. and you know, just to steer things people up and you know help things organize, help get things organized.
What I observed that was much better with Bigger Manila was the fact that they were based on they were held together by Friendster.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Everyone had a Friendster account. Back in the PCC days, nobody knew what Friendster was.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Plus, RD went as far as creating a website,
okay.
which Richard runs. So.
Oh, that's right.
Yay! Yay!
Go, Richard. Okay.
Well, June 15 was the day that I formed the Friendster group of Bigger Manila.
Okay.
That's a day to mark in your calendars. Then after that, after a few weeks, we gathered together July 7th, 2007. So it was like after a few years of PCC death or so, or mm-hmm. Well, we got together again, gathered around 6 or 7 Chubs and Chasers from all over the metro.
Wow.
Very interesting pack of crowds.
That's a good start. Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
It's a good number. It's way, way better than whatever
it
was.
I heard back in BCC, I think during their events, they were able to gather the same number of people or even less. Or
well, if I recall it right, the highest number of Chubs and Chasers in one venue was around, I think, 45. That was the best we could do.
45? That's a lot already.
Yeah, but back then.
Yeah. Well, you have to attend one of the events of Bigger Manila.
We packed at least 50 people.
Wow.
Oh, more than 50.
More than 50, yeah.
Nearly 100, right?
Almost 100.
Sometimes,
yeah. So we've come a long way, thanks to.
Yeah, wow, yeah. How many do we have in our. Whenever we have in
HAB?
Yeah, HAB. Well, we do have a lot. We have about, let's say, the function in Houston, we have about 80 or something like that. Except for our bear run. Let's say Bear Watch,
mm-hmm.
we do it in Galveston. That's about 210 people came over mm-hmm. last May. That's a big run. That's the one, that's the group, our group, Houston Air Bears in Houston. That's how many people we have in our run. But that's actually a real convention. We have a hotel, we have a host hotel and stuff.
Yeah,
like that. So,
wow.
Yeah,
very
it's
nice.
That's something
really
to think about.
Yeah. If you get big, you have to think about that.
We have to have our own hotel. That sounds like a plan.
Yeah, okay. So what do you guys do? Activities? Movie nights or whatever? I don't know. What do you guys do?
We have different sorts of activities, especially the last few weeks. We're celebrating the anniversary of Bigger Manila. I know it's like 2 months late, but still we're celebrating it. Like we have like 3 events in the last 4 weeks or so. We're trying to do it like every week. The first one was like a movie night with
mm-hmm.
After 2 weeks we had like a sports meetup. We played volleyball, the official sports of
and then I guess we can't play volleyball.
Yes. The gays can.
And last week we had like, or 2 weeks ago, we had like a seminar on safer sex.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well.
Was there some kind of demonstration?
We're a class.
We wanted to.
We were short volunteers.
Oh.
Yeah.
Very proud of you.
Nobody wanted to practice sex.
That's a problem.
That's a problem. Okay.
It's not so fun sex.
Okay. So is that where you and Richard met?
No. We met
even before that.
Yeah,
okay.
Before we came in.
Oh, okay. Awesome. So about pride parades here? Do you guys plan to do anything? Is there a pride parade here?
Yes, there is.
There is.
And I'm sorry, pardon my language, but hell no. We're not going to go
there. Oh, you're not?
We're not.
No, not yet ready.
You're not yet ready.
Well, I don't think we'll ever be ready because well, I don't speak for all chubs, but most of the ones who participate, they're very discreet.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And they're very... They have, you know, although a lot of them I know were very proud to be who they are and they're very comfortable in their skin, some of them just feel that people found them because they're fat.
Okay.
And that's why they're never going to parade in public. You know? Oh. And that's a double whammy in this country. You know, it's bad enough to be gay and you're fat. Mm-hmm. So that's not going to happen in the near future. At least not in my lifetime. I don't think so. Yeah. Just my opinion, though.
Okay. So how many participants in the gay parade? You do watch it, though. You go watch the parade.
I have. Me, I have.
Oh, okay.
It's a gay district. No, it's really wild. And it's kind of... It's a bit sad because there are no... because the gay community here is seen as flamboyant, screaming,
yes,
costume,
exactly, yeah,
queens, screaming queens.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And that's all you see.
Yeah.
If you go to the last one I went to was in, I think, 2001. That's all you saw. There are people in costume, people in makeup, people in weird outfits. And that has been the stereotype of gay people so far. In this country.
They always wanted to be colorful.
They want to be colorful, they always want to be noticed, they always wanted to be
very loud.
Be loud, that's it. And
loud and hair.
And our crowd is very, we're all straight, well, most of us are straight acting.
Mm-hmm.
Except for Crush for Carl. All straight acting. I'm not saying.
We try to be straight acting.
We try to be.
Oh,
stop.
We all have our. I admit, I have my femme moments. Like right now, I'm having a femme moment.
Okay. Oh, you can just do it. Yeah.
No one can see me.
No one can see you. Everyone can just hear you.
Yeah. But we have amazing cameras up here, though, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Let's say hi.
Okay.
So where was I? Our crowd. Well, you know, we don't discriminate effeminate people,
mm-hmm.
but it just so happens most of us are just
not comfortable about associating.
No, I mean we're okay with. What are you asking? Like, if we're not comfortable around them?
Yeah, are you
with effeminate people?
Yeah,
no, we're very much okay with them.
Yeah,
we're very.
Okay.
In fact, we enjoy it.
It's just that you're not effeminate yourself. So
exactly.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's
mm-hmm.
It's hard for us to convince a group of straight acting guys, very discreet, to march with a bunch of with a bunch of very flamboyant, loud, gay people. So. That's the rut we're in.
See, my sense, we've been out a couple of places this week, and I kind of sense that there's some people in the community trying to change the stereotypes here in the Philippines. I mean, I really actively trying to change it. You remember the buttons that people were wearing at the bar? Proud to be gay or whatever, and
mm-hmm.
it was very, not
very
a flamboyant
open.
Crowd at all that we came across and the people that we met.
Yeah. Actually, yeah, we were. Where were we? Adriatico Circle. Where were we working?
Probably.
By the top
Latin.
Bottom.
Oh, ooh, top
yeah.
Bottom.
There's this bar. It says top bottom.
Well,
was that?
The old bar.
Oh, yeah.
The old bar.
We
went
gay
there.
Gay capital.
that's the gay hub.
Is it really?
But when we went to Quezon City the other night, is when people were wearing the. What was the bar we went to?
Oh, the butterfly.
We went to the butterfly.
What do you guys think of the butterfly?
That's so queer.
Is it really? Really queer bar? We kind of liked it.
No, I really like the butterfly.
It was fine.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And not just the kind of place we would like to go to.
So where do you guys hang out?
We hang with each other. I mean, we just hang out in like normal restaurants and just
oh, okay. Not
there.
Necessarily bars. Okay.
Not necessarily bars. It's really tough. I wouldn't say tough, but... You know, if you're gay and fat in the Philippines, when you go to a bar, people tend to avoid you. The gay
really?
Men, yeah,
okay.
The gay men tend to avoid you. In fact, there's a gay... You've seen the gay channel G4M, Guys for Men. It's a local gay website.
It's local here. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And it's for the mainstream type of gays. There are people who have ads, or even organizers. They have been known to put no chubs.
Yeah.
Really?
As part of the event.
Some events here, yeah.
Event information.
Yes.
No chubs.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah.
Sad.
Yeah, it's really sad.
Wow, they don't know what they're missing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's okay, more for me. Yeah.
Coming from Chaser.
Hooray!
Hooray!
So if people are listening to this right now, in this podcast, they can, what site can they visit so they can check you guys out and the activities you have?
Well, we have our own website. The URL is biggermanila.org, and we also have like an online forums where people and members could interact. The address is biggermanila.org/forums.
Okay. Yeah, how many members do you guys have now?
Online, we have like less than 600.
Wow!
Online. Registered users.
Registered users
for the message boards.
But whether they show their face in public is another story.
At least they chat. At least there's a community.
There are a lot of members from outside the country. So even
overseas Filipinos. Mm-hmm. They sign up.
Okay. So how, whenever you have a function, like you said, there are about 50 people who would come. 50 mm-hmm. people. Oh, that's
yeah, more than 50.
More than 50, yeah.
Okay. Any activities you're gonna do very soon?
Yeah, this Saturday.
This Saturday
we have our first what do we call it? Bigger Manila Groove, BMG. It's the first anniversary party of Bigger Manila. It's gonna be in Party A venue in
Quezon City.
Quezon City, yeah.
It's Timog, okay.
Yeah,
Timog is the nice place to be. We should be in Timog.
It's a huge dance party. It's the first one we've ever done.
I see.
So
okay.
It's going to be a blast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So guys, check it out. Biggermanila.org. So, over the past few days, Mike and I have been walking around here. All has been raining. Yeah. We also...
Sorry about the weather.
Okay. And we did go to the place like Rizal Park. And how do you say it? Rizal Park. Anyway, we went to Fort Santiago. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember going there when I was a kid.
Right.
Yeah, and what else did we see? That's during the day. During the day. Mm-hmm. And at night, we would go to the bars here. We experienced about 6 pimps already, and you know, just hey sir, like some chicks, you know,
yeah.
Yeah, dancers here, you know, forcing us and following us. Oh,
well, the times are hard.
If only I could say, you know, no, sorry, we don't play in the same team. No, but that's what we experienced, and just.
They're very persistent, though.
Yeah.
Say no, and you walk, and you say, oh, no, thank you, no, thank you, and they just keep following us down the block for 2 blocks.
Yeah.
No.
Times are way hard.
That's
funny, because if you say, no, I don't want girls, then you want boys? You want boys?
Oh, do they? I didn't ask that part. Oh, okay. But there was one time, there was one guy who was pretty cute, right?
Oh, okay.
Like, and then he was pimping out some girls, and no, how about you? What did you call you? Can you pimp yourself out?
He probably has a man. I'm not a man.
That'd be fun. But
well, then we had the guy last night down at the by the circle down there that came up to us and said, "You looking for gay bars?"
Oh yeah, he did. He did.
Yeah.
And.
Like, no, we know where they are.
Yeah. Well, we already know where they are. We did go to the other night. Oh my God, Mike had was interrogated. When was it? At the library.
Oh,
at the
Lord.
Library. Okay, what's up with this? They always have a table mm-hmm. for the foreigners to sit in. It's always the case. They have an open spot whenever we go in. Okay, sir, come in, and then.
Well, we went in. It was so crowded.
And we had the library.
It was really late. It was really late. Most of the show was over already, mm-hmm. and they said, "Oh, table for two." It's like, okay. I mean, I don't know. I mean, that's not the way it works at the places I'm used to going to. You just go in and you sit down.
Right.
And they just took us and brought us right up. They tried to sit us right at the stage. And then some people were leaving at another table a little farther back. We said, "Can we sit there?" They said, "Well, it's dirty." No, it's okay. We'll sit back there. Anyways, you know?
Because sure enough, they're gonna grill you. They're going to pull you up in the
they're gonna trip on you on stage. Like, you know, that place is known for stand-up comedy, and the comedians like tripping on the audience.
Yeah.
So that's probably the hot seat.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then the next day, we went. That was the library. The next day we went to. after eating a Chili's. Hey, we tried eating a Chili's, guys. Okay, there's a Chili's here in Manila.
Yeah.
Okay,
there's more than one, actually.
There's more than one, that's right. Yeah. And then we went to Bar Uno. That's where the singers, they're pretty good singers, though.
Oh, yeah.
There's these four guys in drag, and of course, again, they made us sit in front again. So it was just really a magnet, and they started interviewing Mike, and where are you from, sir? Where are you from, sir?
Well, I'm too big for the furniture there, too. None of that.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
They had these,
I'm so embarrassed.
They had these kiddie chairs the time. And then we had a few drinks, and they started interrogating Mike. About you know, so what would you guys like us to sing? They started asking me. So I don't know, sing Madonna. Sing Madonna. And then they started singing. What did they sing?
I Like a Prayer.
I Like a Prayer. Okay. Like a Prayer. Okay.
He
remembered vividly.
Well, okay. Because of he had, you know, they said, "What do you want to hear?" You know, he's got the whole world of music in front of him, and he said Madonna, and I was just shocked because
I don't know what I'm not used to being asked. What,
well, your second choice was a little more surprising.
Yeah, because I didn't know either.
And he really couldn't think. He goes, Britney Spears.
They sang Toxic. It's just funny,
but they can do that. I mean, like, they have a wide variety of, you know, of songs to sing.
Yeah, and they're pretty good. They sing very well.
That's
one
nice.
Girl.
Well, who was the girl that was up on stage?
Her name was Kakai. Have you heard of her? Have you heard
Velasquez?
Of her?
I know.
She's a shorter girl.
She
and
bald? Sister Regine.
I'm not sure. No, she's
pretty, real tiny.
I was thinking of Kit Kat.
No,
sorry.
But she's a small lady, and she sang very well.
She was good.
She was really good. I mean,
that's what they're good at.
She can be the rival of Jennifer Hudson, or yeah.
Come on now.
Well, yeah, she was pretty good. And
I was a
rival. What I did observe. Even in the past, the performers here, they all sing. They don't lip sync.
Yeah,
yes, they do.
They're all good.
And they can reach the high notes.
That's true. I got used to the ones in Houston when they say performance, they dress up and they lip sync the whole thing.
Right.
Just that. And honestly, I'm not impressed with that. I would rather have someone or watch someone really sing the whole thing.
Right.
And they're all pretty good, and they can hit the high notes, and they do comedy while doing it. It's awesome.
So there is an upside to karaoke being the national.
That's right. Yeah. Oh, that's right. When you go to a bar, like the Butterfly, we would go there, and then okay, drinking and whatever. Then Mike would make me scout the place, because whenever we go to a new place, Mike makes me scout the place. Okay. Go see what's happening there. Okay, so that's what I did, and sure enough, there's a karaoke bar on the second floor. So that's always the case. Either someone's singing,
right,
or there's a karaoke going on. So
now you got to remember that you like going to scout, because when we were in Berlin and Amsterdam.
Oh yeah, that
you
was.
You scouted out the dark rooms over and over and over.
A couple of times.
Okay. Let's not go there.
That's a different scouting.
Yeah, but I was there just to observe.
You're right.
Part of research.
Yeah.
Part of research.
Oh yeah.
Report anyway.
You did file a report.
And then I had to go back again. Yeah.
Okay.
So, but yeah, Berlin. Amsterdam was. Yeah, it was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So it was Berlin. But anyway, so in Manila, it's a staple thing that there's always a karaoke.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Karaoke bar somewhere, or there's someone singing or somebody's performing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, okay, one thing about Mike, I got to make him eat balut. Yes.
I don't even eat balut.
Horrible.
You don't?
I don't.
I stopped already.
You stopped already? You guys eat balut?
Yes.
Yeah.
So how was it?
How was it?
So, okay, Mike, what do you think?
It was okay.
What do you mean, okay?
You're lying to your teeth.
Okay. He kind of cheated whenever he eats one, he takes a bite, and then...
Oh, my God!
No! He bites and then drinks about half of the bottle.
That's why he says, it's okay.
It's okay.
It's okay. It's okay with beer.
It's okay with beer.
That's what he means.
The feathers in the beak were a little rough.
Oh! Did not make any feathers.
No, you didn't have, you didn't have any beak. No, there wasn't any beak.
What was the other thing you had me eat?
Sisig. Yeah, he got to eat sisig.
Oh, those are
I love sisig.
Sisig is pig's ears and face.
Cheeks and ears.
Not face, cheeks. it's
basically a cholesterol injection. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But they love him.
Yeah.
Here's to healthy eating.
That's right.
And the rice wash is done.
Yeah. It's good with rice and beer.
Or and I enjoyed the place. They had the very honest menu.
Oh, that's right. Oh, my God. Tell him what it is.
Well, no, because the night before we were eating chicken somewhere.
We were at the Glorieta?
No, that was at what's the place down here, the Aristocrat, and we had dinner, and you had chicken, and remember, and you took a piece off, and I ate it, and I got done eating it, and the bones that were left, I looked, I said, well, I don't recognize that part of the chicken, but the meat was good. You know, I said, what is that, chicken butt or something? He says, yeah, probably. Well, and then the next day, we were at a restaurant, and it had chicken ass on the menu. Grilled chicken ass.
Grilled chicken ass.
All right.
Chicken tail.
I took a picture of it. It says chicken ass. Really? It's in the menu. All printed out in yellow.
Reyes. Reyes.
Oh, yes. Reyes barbecue.
Reyes barbecue.
Chicken ass.
Yeah, because if you say chicken tail, people might think feathers.
Right.
Yeah. So ass is more correct. That was good.
And the I love the word.
Oh, yeah. What is it again?
Well, I told him I don't mind eating ass, but I mean, I haven't seen it on a menu before. You
know? Oh, no. But yeah, never been in the menu before.
Only in the Philippines.
That's right. But it's all fun, and Mike's gonna be here until Friday morning, and he's going to Japan,
Tokyo for a few days.
Yeah, he's gonna. I'm gonna be here, so hopefully, just let me know. I'd like to join you guys. Just come in Saturday.
You can ride with us.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to. Yeah, I'm going to attend the first anniversary.
Yes.
Of
Bigger Manila
celebration.
You have to take lots of pictures.
I will.
Show people back home.
Well, everyone listening out there, if you have any comments, send your emails to bearpodcast@gmail.com, or you can call the voicemail at 206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2327. Leave your voice comments, and we'll play it in the show. Go to the official website at www.bearpodcast.com and you can leave your comments there. Go to myspace.com/bearpodcast, or you can subscribe via iTunes, or if you have an iPhone, go to bearpodcast.com/iPhone. So yeah, I appreciate you guys joining us. It's awesome.
Our pleasure.
Thank you.
Awesome. And it's great. Guys, everybody listening there, check out biggermanila.org and check out the events. And see that there is a bear club or a chub club here in the Philippines. And yeah, Bigger Manila. Thank you guys for listening.
Thanks.
And yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you everyone for joining us. And we'll catch you guys next week. Many moves and many hugs.
Bye, Ray.
What a bear. Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear. What a bear.